Debbie Maycomber is one of today's most popular writers, with more than 170 million copies of her books in print worldwide. She's written more than 100 novels, 2 best-selling cookbooks, 2 acclaimed children's books, and the Mrs. Miracle Christmas novels. Her Cedar Cove series is the basis for a Hallmark Channel series. The recipient of many awards, in 2010, the Romance Writers of America presented Debbie with their prestigious Nora Roberts Lifetime Achievement Award. In addition to her best-selling novels, Debbie owns her own tea room and a yarn store. Debbie and her husband live in Port Orchard, Washington State, the town on which her Cedar Cove novels are based. Today, we'll speak with Debbie about her new novel, Rose Harbor in Bloom. Welcome, Debbie. It's great to have you with us on the Book Report. You're such a prolific writer. What got you started?
I am a born storyteller. I grew up making up stories. Every night when I would go to sleep, I would be making up stories. The only way I can think to describe how I felt about being a writer is if you burn yourself, it can throb with pain. But every time I thought about being a writer, I throbbed with joy. And that throbbing joy, that happy anticipation, just followed me all the way to adulthood. And one time I just decided, I really want to do this. I want to write books. And so I started off, and it was just that decision to be a writer, to do what I loved.
Well, we're all very, very lucky for that. Tell us about Jo Marie, the central character in Rose Harbor in Bloom.
Jo Marie is a war widow. Her husband was killed in Afghanistan. And as part of the healing process, she buys a bed and breakfast that is in Cedar Cove, Washington. And the people that come and stay at the inn are also in need of healing and hope and renewal. And it's all a process that they help one another through this. It's stories that are relevant and provocative. And that's really my goal as a writer, is to create stories that the readers are going to say, that could be me, or that has already happened to somebody I know, because they're realistic and creative and told in a way that makes them identify with the characters.
Now, you live in Port Orchard, a town very much like Cedar Cove. Are some of your characters based on people you've met there?
Actually, yes and no. How I create the characters is I come up first with the premise of the plot idea, and then I create the character to go along with that premise. And sometimes I'll be inspired by something from somebody I know, but I don't ever really base characters on one person. The character of Charlotte is loosely based on my own mother and a woman in town, a wonderful knitter by the name of Laura Early. So, I mean, that's about as close as it gets.
All right. Your bio says you read 700 fan emails a day. Do your readers suggest storylines?
I've had as many as 700 a day. And yes, they have. I have actually used some of their ideas. Last Christmas, I had a book out called Angels at the Table, and there was an angel in there by the name of Will, and he was suggested by a reader who said, I got the idea from the verse in the 23rd Psalm, surely goodness and mercy will follow you. And she said, you need an apprentice angel named Will. Well, after she said, you need an angel named Will, I made him an apprentice.
All right. What's it like having a TV series based on your work?
Oh, Elaine, that is so fun to have this TV series with Annie McDowell is magical, above and beyond anything I could have even thought or imagined.
You actually own a yarn store and a tea shop. Are you going to open a bed and breakfast next?
I've toyed with the thought. I really have. There's a wonderful bed and breakfast. I've used the building as the basis for the Rose Harbor Inn series. And, I wouldn't mind doing that. Can you imagine? I ride above a yarn store. Is this heaven or what?
One thing that really touched me in the book, Jo Marie's soldier husband is lost in Afghanistan, but yet she feels his presence and gets strength from him. Has that happened to you?
Well, just recently, our daughter was married, and she was married on outside on a beautiful summer day on the beach, and there were two eagles that flew over as they were as Jody and Greg were exchanging their vows. My maiden name is the German word for eagle, and I think that was my mom and dad that just came to stop by to visit. And so, you know, there are moments like that in life, and I think that I just kind of incorporate that with Jo Marie.
Yeah.
There are moments in life when we feel close to those.
I feel that too. So what's next for you?
Oh, there's so many things going on that are so exciting. I'm very excited about the Rose Harbor Inn series, the new book that's coming out in October, or my Christmas book that I do every year. We're talking about a new Christmas movie. So there are just wonderful things going on. My husband and I are going to Scotland and Iceland in a couple of weeks, and it's just I feel it's a good place in our life.
That's great. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Elaine. It was a pleasure.
All righty. Bye.
Bye-bye.